Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. This program will be devoted to music inspired by literature. We'll hear the music of Mary Howe, Libby Larson, Ruth Crawford Seeger, and Sippy Fleischer. Of course, composers often look to literature for vocal texts, but literature can also provide inspiration for non-vocal music, and I thought it would be interesting to explore both of these ways in which women composers have used the written word. Let's begin with an instrumental work, Three Pieces After Emily Dickinson, a piece for a string quartet by the American composer Mary Howe. She was born in Richmond, Virginia, in 1882. After studying piano in Dresden, she returned to the United States to give recitals in and around Washington, D.C. She also studied piano and composition at the Peabody. She formed a piano duo with Anne Hull, which enjoyed quite a bit of success. Howe got to know Amy Beach and became one of the first members of the Society of American Women Composers, of which Beach was the president, and in 1925, with Hull, gave the first performance of Beach's Suite for Two Pianos. Howe was involved in many aspects of music in Washington. She helped organize the first of the Coolidge Chamber Festivals and in 1930 raised the money needed to found the National Symphony Orchestra. Married and the mother of three children, she composed over 200 works, continuing to compose into her 70s. In 1952, the National Symphony Orchestra gave a concert consisting entirely of her works. Three Pieces After Emily Dickinson for String Quartet was composed in 1941 and comprises three separate movements, each coupled with the last line from one of Emily Dickinson's poems, The Summers of Hesperides, Birds by the Snow, and God for a Frontier. The individual movements are not settings of the poem, as Howe explained. For some reason unknown to me, the last line in each poem called upon in my mind not a musical theme, but the sort of music I wanted to write. And I'll read the first two for you. Except the smaller size, no lives are round. These hurry to a sphere and show and end. The larger, slower grow and later hang. The summers of Hesperides are long. And water is taught by thirst, land by the ocean's past, transport by throw, peace by its battles told, love by memorial mold, birds by the snow. We'll hear these pieces now performed by members of the Chamber Arts Society of the Catholic University of America. Werner Leiwen, George Steiner, violins, Norman Lamb, viola, and John Martin, cello.